We're moving forward in the Chazon Ish. We're on page Gimel. The Chazon Ish had been discussing that when one looks at the world, one sees a fantastic order. And the Chazon Ish had said, if you look at the human being, the formation of hands, fingers, the formation of the eye with all its brilliance, its capacity to see, the feet, the capacity to move, the joints, the way the human body is formed so we can move smoothly, and the life that was given to all of this to function. And we discussed last time how we don't begin to understand our own existence. What is it that is our life within ourselves? What is it that perceives, that talks? What we call the soul. Ve'omnam. We're continuing on page Gimel. But הרבה ממריבי עין ומפליאי לב בגוף האדם איבריו ופרקיו להחזיק את רוח החיים בגוף הגשם. There are many amazing things within the body, within the limbs, within the structure, within the organs that allow for life to remain within this physical body. תוכנית הבשר והעצמות, the way our flesh and bones are formed. ומרוצת הדם, and the way the blood flows through the body. Did we ever think about that? You know, until a person needs a bone marrow transplant, we never think that we have bone marrow running within us. You never think about it. Did you ever know? Did you guys know what thrombocytes are? You don't even know. There are parts of the blood that are critical to life. We don't even know about it. Red blood cells, white blood cells, who understands? But it's all a part of life. מרוצת הדם בכל עורקיו, המחיים את החיים. Blood is flowing through us as we are talking and gives us life, right? The blood brings the oxygen, the nourishment throughout the body. We don't think about it. והדם הוא הנפש החיה באדם. And the truth is, as the verse says, blood is life within man, the blood that's running through us. So you have this little baby formed, and I want to give you guys a tip. God willing, you'll have children, and I highly recommend when you hit the first pregnancy that you purchase a book about pregnancy. And when you purchase a book, there are books that give you a lot of important tips, and that's good. But some of the books give you a week by week, play by play, what's developing in the baby. This week your baby has a heart. This week your baby's developing fingers. This week your baby's already developing a bladder. This week he has eyes. This week he has eyelids. And it's a phenomenal thing. Now what happens is every pregnancy becomes more exciting, but more busy. So I strongly recommend the first pregnancy that you partner up with your wives and you buy one of these books or borrow them from a library. And go over it week by week. It's an amazing thing, especially when you're a part of it. When you start understanding the formation of this zygote, this little cluster of cells, how it forms into a body, into a human being. We all underwent this, but of course we don't remember that, right? We don't understand that. But today, science allows us to see that. The number of times the brain cells divide to form a brain. You read it, you suddenly realize this is happening this week. By the end of this week, the child will have a brain. It's a phenomenal thing. So as we read the Chazon Ish, I'm reminded, and I recommend it to you guys, try to do it the first pregnancy. I wish you should be able to do future pregnancies too, but it's unlikely. So after man is formed, his existence is still not definitive. In order to retain life, one has to constantly eat. You have to keep giving yourself life. So what if you're formed? So therefore, within this planet, we have all the different grains, we have wine, we have oil, we have vegetation, we have fruits. So many different types of living organisms. And different plants have different strengths that are useful to man. We need the potassium in a banana. We might not know it, but the development and the constant health of a human being is contingent on the food he eats. Lehavriyo, lashkot atzmotav, velachiyoto, lachiyot nafsho al pnei haaretz. That's what gives him health and life and sustains his bones on earth. Do we ever think about the calcium that goes into our bones? They used to drink goat's milk. Goat's milk gives you so much more calcium than cow's milk. A person that needs higher calcium should drink more goat's milk because that absorbs into the body. We don't think about it. So many things Hashem created on the planet. Did we ever think about the antioxidants in a tomato? Who thought about it? But as we weren't thinking about it, the antioxidants in a tomato were cleansing our blood, cleansing our body. So Hashem created a world with an order, with a system, and we live within that system, but that system keeps on sustaining us and giving us life. V'kval zacha adam lilmot Torah v'dat pliot ha-chokhma v'mivne kol tzemach lemineu. Today we have a whole science. I used to have a whole library on the merits of plants, fruits, vegetables. Today we buy medication at the drugstore. But once upon a time, there were ways to use the plants that you grew in your yard. They also have curative properties. When a child has constant ear infections, so it's a good thing to give him oil that's mixed with garlic. A few drops of warm oil with garlic, that's absorbed garlic, can go a long way. When one of the soldiers kept getting the flu, so I told him, why don't you try eating two pieces of garlic, one in the morning and one at night? And once he started that, suddenly he discovered he wasn't getting sick anymore. They're simple cures that can be found within nature. We just have to tap into them. The comb in a beehive can cause a person to stop bleeding. If you put it, if you put what they call donag in Hebrew. There are a million cures that we're surrounded. If you take a dandelion and you break the stem, and the juice that comes out of the stem, you put it on a wart, it cures a wart. We don't know about all these beautiful cures that abound all around us in the vegetation that we see on a daily basis. But Hashem created that, and there's a whole science about that, and different parts of different plants. You know, dandelion, we look at it as a weed. The top has certain properties, and the stem has certain properties, and the root has certain properties. And each one can cure different things. So this is part of the system that Hashem created around us. And the more we learn about the system, the more we understand what's going on around us, the more we can understand the great brilliance of the one who formed all this, who gave thought. And that's the direction the Chazon Ish is taking us. We said it's a slightly secular direction, we can say. He's saying, you want to see God in the world? Start looking at the world. Start looking at the order of the world. We walk around and we repeatedly question, is there clarity? Can I really understand there's a God in this world? So the Chazon Ish says, stop. Look at the body. That's what he spent the first chapter about, talking about ourselves. And now he says, look around the body. In order for the human being to live, there are so many things that come into play in order for us to actually exist on the planet. And we'll continue where we just ended the second chapter.